Greater Mexico City is a huge, sprawling metropolis of more than 18 million people. But what would normally be a busy Sunday afternoon with residents out and about is much quieter as people stay indoors because concerns about the swine flu. While the authorities are playing down the number of infections, some locals fear the Mexican government might be underplaying the situation. Barbara Miller reports.
For once, the streets of Mexico City are quiet. Church services were cancelled on Sunday. Many bars and restaurants stayed closed, and soldiers and health workers are reported to be on the streets handing out surgical masks. But this woman, Marcia, is not too worried. She took her young child to a public park in Mexico City. She wore a mask, but he didn't.
I see like three or four children now, and usually I just wouldn't be able to see my child among all the children there. It's like 100 children probably and their parents usually at this time.
Mexico City's health secretary says five more people have died overnight. He says it's vital people seek help immediately if they feel any symptoms associated with the flu.
Lamentablemente, los fallecimientos son personas que llegaron ya.
Unfortunately, the people who died were patients who arrived in a very critical condition. The majority of them, more than 80%, were sent directly to intensive care. They had to be put on ventilators immediately because they already had advanced pneumonia.
But some Mexico City residents say despite the warnings, authorities are not doing enough. Antonio Chavez posted his views on a BBC website. He says he's a specialist doctor in respiratory diseases at the Mexican National Institute of Health.
The truth is that mortality is even higher than what's being reported by the authorities, at least in the hospital where I work in. It's killing 3 to 4 patients daily, and it has been going on for more than 3 weeks. It's a shame that there is fear here. Increasingly, younger patients aged 20 to 30 years are dying before our helpless eyes. And there is great sadness among health professionals here.
Another doctor who wrote into the BBC is Yeni Gregoria Davila.
I work as a resident doctor in one of the biggest hospitals in Mexico City, and sadly, the situation is far from under control. As a doctor, I realise that the media does not report the truth. Authorities distributed vaccines among all the medical personnel with no results, because two of my partners who work in this hospital were killed by this new virus in less than 6 days, even though they were vaccinated, as all of us were. The official number of deaths is 20. Nevertheless, the true number of victims are more than 200. I understand that we must avoid panic, but to tell the truth, it might be better now to prevent and avoid more deaths.
While Mexican officials say their primary concern right now is human life, the country's finance minister, Agustin Carstens, says it's clear that the outbreak will have a significant impact on the country's economy.
Barbara Miller.